I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been over 2 months since Easter bombings in Sri Lanka hit 3 churches and 3 hotels, killing more than 250 people. Global Disciples Wendy Nagel says Raj, one of their facilitators, pastors a church just 2.5 hours away from where the bombings occurred. He told Wendy that as believers live out Christ's commands, it causes quite a stir.
Buddhist leaders, Muslim leaders would come to them and say, if this happened in our community, we would be retaliating. We would be seeking revenge on the people who did this to us. And they were literally in awe of the forgiveness that was being offered by the Christian churches.
Pray for the people of Sri Lanka that they'll take advantage of a time like this and that they'll have the courage to share the love of God. And we'll end today with a question. Why should you pray about missions? If God's going to grow his kingdom, won't he do that whether or not we pray? To Andrea V. Hill, prayer is an essential component of Deaf Bible Society, a ministry seeking to provide God's word in every sign language. Andrea is a sign language interpreter, and her passion for and connection to the U.S. deaf community began in college. She was practicing signing for an exam when she met a deaf man at a bus stop.
We just had such a wonderful conversation on the bus, and it was so unexpected. That was the point where God really opened my eyes to this community of people. They're made in his image, and they have the right to feel connected to God and to other people.
You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for what I shared today, or things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we'd love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? Well, we've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.